now entering the truth zone, deep into the vortex of the information revolution with your host, Michael B.
My name is Michael B., and this is The Truth Zone, coming to you on this rainy and ugly Friday, June 9th, here in North Dallas, Texas. And it just might get uglier. You might be treated to a live phone call with my contracting company that sourced me out, you know, I'm basically a contractor for this major company who has been trying to put the screws to Michael B. for the last year and a half, because this certain company is hell-bent on getting rid of all of their American employees in certain parts of their IT division and shipping it all to India. And I got a phone call yesterday that, see, the project for their third-party person is abruptly ending for me June 30th, when I was promised to be on until the end of the year. And they gave me notice 3 weeks ago, thus giving me about, I think it was 2 weeks' notice, thus giving me about 5 weeks to find another job. And then I get the phone call yesterday that yesterday might be my last day, that this company is putting me on furlough. Well, yeah, but they call furlough, which really means, well, we're not firing you, we're hoarding the money that we got paid for you, but you're not going to be paid. And so I guess I'm supposed to tell my creditors, well, guess what? I'm on furlough, so I can't pay you now. Well, that's not going to work. So this certain company, depending on the phone call, is going to be in a lawsuit for lost wages. And I have never lost in court before, and I don't plan on losing again. So we'll see if there's a live phone call. So let's go to the obvious. And I said I was going to lead off with the Ramadan rampage, but no, I'm going to hold off. I'm going to go with Mr. Comey. I'm going to start off with him. As you can see, if you look at the lead picture, poor, poor, sad James Comey, the 6'8" giant, was afraid of Donald Trump. He was afraid of the president. So he writes on a piece of paper or whatever he wrote on the alleged quotes of President Donald Trump, conveniently with no other witnesses, by the way. And Comey confirmed that he did not audibly record any conversation with President Trump or anyone closely remotely linked to this fake Russian narrative crap that we've been subjected to for, what, at least 6 months? At least, right? So everything seems to be on paper, which in this case, in a court of law, really doesn't mean squat if you don't have the signature of the person you're opposing, if you will, if you want to call it that. So whatever this memo is, and then he has the temerity to say that one of his friends, what unit was it, Columbia university, some law school. Well, I gave it to a friend of mine who's a law school professor, and he leaked it to, was it the New York Slimes, right? And ran this story, this narrative, that Trump intimidated James Comey to drop the Michael Flynn investigation and possibly the Russian probe. So James Comey basically just hung himself that he leaked information to the media over an investigation. And of course, he tries to muddy it, and one of those idiotic senators, those butt kissers, agreed with him. Comey said, I wrote it in such a way that it wouldn't be considered classified. So, see, again, we have these semantics again by these shady lawyers like James Comey. And he just seems to think that the way he worded it, it was okay to leak to the press to then report it to the public, thus manipulating public opinion against our dear president. Well, he can take his semantics and he could shove it up his 6'8" ass, because this host isn't buying that. He leaked information through a third-party person to try to cover his tracks, to sway public opinion against Donald Trump. Now, I am no lawyer. To me, trying to undermine the President of the United States through false narratives, underhanded alliances to the media. Again, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just feeling that there's some sort of treasonous or seditious activity here. Not just the usual abuse of power or some ethical violation. For me, this runs deeper than just some technical foul, like Hillary Clinton, you know, she just committed a technical foul and she'll never do it again. Sorry. I don't buy that. What Comey and Obama, Holder, the Clintons, and the final name, because I'm going to get into her, Loretta Lynch, what these people have done. Again, I'm not an expert on this garbage, but I got to feel serious felonies have been committed here by these hooligans. And arrests have to be made. And the last person I mentioned was Loretta Lynch, purposefully, because Comey basically threw Loretta Lynch and the whole Department of Justice under the Obama administration, under the bus, when he said Loretta Lynch told him to declare to all of us, the people, this is not an investigation, it's a matter. Well, what the hell is a matter? What does that even mean? And this wasn't an investigation. And that sounds like an order to me. So what Donald Trump has been falsely accused of, and you heard the narrative, impeach, impeach, impeach. James Comey blatantly has accused Loretta Lynch of doing that very thing. And Bill Clinton meeting her on an airplane is an accomplice. So I think that President Trump needs to sit down with AG Jeff Sessions, and they better start working out a plan to have arrests made. It has to be done. It must be done. If Donald Trump and Washington, D.C., and this is not a knock on Donald Trump directly. I know that I'm clearing my throat. It's not a lie. I know that deep down he's a good man. It's reflected in his children, even his libtard daughter Ivanka. But by and large, Donald Trump is a good man. And I am happy I voted for him. He still has my support. Since he is the CEO of this country now, I have to lump him in when I say if Donald Trump and Washington, D.C. wants to at least give us the illusion that our government is legitimate and we're still a nation of laws, arrests have to be made, indictments and subpoenas and warrants have to be served, between now and the end of the year. I get it. It can't happen tomorrow. So I'm going to be realistic. I'm going to give Donald Trump and Washington, D.C. the remainder of the year to issue warrants, indictments, charges, and arrests. And I want these people arrested. They can post bail. You want a judge to give them a shot at paying bail and being out on bail while they await trial? Okay. But I want them formally arrested, brought in front of a judge, arraigned, and they can post bail. Wonderful. These people need to be treated the way we would be treated if we did something deserving of arrest. They have to. Donald Trump and Washington, D.C. must send the American people a message that this government is for real, it's legitimate, and everyone is subject to the law, and that Lady Justice is blindfolded and the scales are equal. They must do that. If they don't do that, ladies and gentlemen, I think then we have to, we have to make a decision. How long are we going to finance and supply this country with our money and with our children? And that goes to the military, as I've stated before. How long are we going to supply the military-industrial complex with the flesh and blood of our children? And how long are we going to supply the Federal Reserve, which strong arms our government, and it's just a convoluted scheme? I mean, how long are we going to finance this mess? Doesn't that in some way, shape, or form, doesn't that make us the financiers of the criminals? The way we have accused Washington, D.C. and the Obama administration of financing ISIS and financing and gun running and all that other good stuff. Well, where's the money coming from? Isn't it coming from our paychecks? So, aren't we committing the same crime that we are accusing our government of? I think that's something that we're going to have to come to grips with. And I think that's something that we're going to have to find a way to reconcile. And then once we come to if we come to that conclusion that yes, we're really no better than the government that we have a problem with, well, then we have to decide, I guess, what are we going to do as a collective body? We can't do it individually. If one person or 10 people, even 100 people, take action, they're in prison. But if 62 million real Americans take action, guess what, folks? That particular law, the federal income tax of 1913, guess what? It becomes powerless due to lack of compliance. And that's as far as I'm going to go. I'm not telling you to do that. I am just telling you that when enough people stand up and say no, a law automatically gets nullified through noncompliance. I am not telling you to not comply. I am not telling you to break the law. I'm giving you facts. That's why prohibition was overturned. People said, screw you. I'm going to drink my martinis. I'm going to drink my beer. I'm going to drink my scotch and soda. Screw you. And the American people, mostly through the Italian mafia, created a black market which totally usurped the government, and the government had to say, damn, we've created a huge organized crime syndicate, and guess what? This black market is so big that even our politicians aren't following it, and guess what? We no longer can collect revenue. We can't collect revenue on this under-the-table cash scheme that's been created through this black market. Well, we better overturn prohibition so we can start collecting tax revenue again. You see what I'm saying here, folks? You see what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying without saying it. You dig? So James Comey, back to him. You know, Trump's personal lawyer, it's coming from Fox News, is going to file a complaint after the Comey testimony. Well, I think that his lawyer should file the complaint. The first one, without even going to the article, if I was Trump's attorney, right off the bat, hey, Comey's a private citizen now. I'm suing his ass for defamation of character on a civil standpoint. And I think that Trump can win that one. So, right off the bat, without even looking at the article, I'm suing the guy for defamation of character. Then I think you could even sue him for undermining the presidency. So let's see what's going on here. President Trump's lawyer will file a complaint with the Department of Justice's Inspector General's Office and the Senate Judiciary Committee after it was revealed yesterday that James Comey leaked memos to a friend in order to inform the media about conversations with the president. Okay? It's not clear when the attorney, Mark Kasowitz, will file the complaint. But the move appears to show that Team Trump is trying to go on the offensive after Comey's testimony. Now, this is what Roger Stone said Wednesday before the testimony took place yesterday, that after this, Trump must go on the offensive, and one of Stone's rules is attack, 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 and here we go. So great job, Roger Stone, affiliated with Infowars.com and the Alex Jones Show. Kasowitz is focusing on part of the testimony where Comey said he leaked the private conversation he had with Trump in order to prompt the appointment of a special counsel to investigate Russian interference. Now, you see, See, this is my big problem, ladies and gentlemen, that I have with this. So Comey, through a friend, I mean, it's almost like the concept of money laundering, right? You're a drug dealer. You set up this phony, legitimate company. Let's say, well, let's use The Wire on HBO back in the early 2000s, where Stringer Bell had this printing company, like a Kinko's, right? So he made money drug dealing. He funnels the money into the printing company, opens up an account so he can have a bank account, and then create, with that drug money, other legitimate businesses. Basically, this is kind of the same concept. Instead of Comey going directly to the media to spur an action by the Department of Justice, and I don't know if there is an exact law infraction there, I'm going to have to assume yes, because if there wasn't, why wouldn't Comey do that anyway? Instead, he creates a shield, right? A legitimate, you know, entity, let's say. He goes through a third party, his friend, this professor from this law school. So that way, he manipulates the Department of Justice to appoint a special counsel to investigate Russian interference, which, by the way, excuse me again, I apologize. Comey testified that whatever alleged Russian interference took place, or penetration of the DNC and whoever else, it had absolutely no impact to the results of the 2016 presidential election. So, what that tells me is that there was no Russian interference. There may have been some sort of attempted interference, but obviously, if they did not impact the election, then whatever interference Russia was attempting to do, if they were attempting anything, failed. It had no impact. So, if there's a beef anywhere, have the beef with the Russians. See, that's when, and Roger Stone, or was it Larry Nichols? It might have been Roger Stone. I'm not sure. It was one of them. That much I will say. Said then, if there's a beef with the Russians, then you take it to the UN, and I forgot the term, you file some sort of a complaint against the Russians for tampering with you. So in other words, America files a complaint against Russia with the United Nations to investigate an infraction against the United States of America. But that was never done, was it? Nope. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there was no interference. And even if Russia, and I'm sure, look, they're not the only ones. And Obama blatantly tried to have Bibi Netanyahu not reelected. Where's the angst? Where's the gnashing of teeth on that? No, but that's okay, because he's black and he's a liberal, so we let him on. We forget about it. So in other words, America, Washington, D.C., can conclusively tamper with elections of other countries, but we have to investigate and we have to leak stuff to the media to spur public opinion to demand an investigation, not just on Russia, but to implicate the President of the United States and everybody else that ever said hello to Donald Trump for tampering with the election, which never happened. Never happened. And this is what we, the American people, are supposed to accept. And all the stuff that Hillary Clinton did, according to Loretta Lynch, is just a matter. So just a thing. No big deal. So, seven big moments during James Comey testimony. I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night because it didn't dawn on me originally that there might be corroboration for a conversation. There might be a tape. And this is Comey saying this. And my judgment was I needed to get that out in the public square. So I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel. So I asked a close friend of mine to do it. I'm sorry, folks. There has to be something criminally wrong with this picture. Has to be. Daniel Richmond. Well, we'll find out how rich he's going to be after this. A Columbia University law professor and close friend of Comey has confirmed he leaked contents of one of Comey's memos. Yeah, just something he wrote down, by the way. Doesn't substantiate anything, by the way, to the New York Times. Richmond served with Comey in the Southern District of New York at the FBI. Gee, no shock there. Kasowitz said in a statement that Comey's excuse for this unauthorized disclosure of privileged information and appears to be entirely retaliatory. We will leave it to the appropriate authorities to determine whether these leaks should be investigated along with all those others being investigated. Comey, during his testimony, accused the Trump administration of spreading lies, plain and simple, about him and the FBI in the aftermath of his abrupt firing last month, declaring that the administration defamed him and, more importantly, the FBI. You know what? Well, then, James Comey, here's what I suggest you do. I suggest that you sue the President of the United States for defamation of character. And by the way, you can also then sue Roger Stone, whose audio clip I played yesterday, calling you out with your HSBC involvement, your Clinton Foundation involvement, the thing with Loretta Lynch, the whole nine yards. Because he basically called you a Clinton cuckold. A Clinton bitch. So, go and sue the two of them. And you could also sue Alex Jones. I mean, you could just sue YouTube, too, you know, for the material being out there about what a scumbag you are. Hey, sue me, too, Comey, because I just called you a scumbag. Alright? So, you have fun with that. You go sue somebody for defamation of character. And then you could tell Bill Clinton that he could sue all these other people for calling him a rapist. So anyway, in that testimony, Comey had already disclosed that Trump demanded his loyalty. And again, no witnesses, and he just wrote this down. Just wrote it down. Doesn't mean I could write anything. I could write anything. Means nothing. And Donald Trump has already on Twitter denied that he asked for Comey's loyalty. Right, because it's Comey's word versus Trump. And I don't give a damn about these leftist screwballs or anybody else. James Comey, your credibility is garbage. You don't have any. So, the 62 million people that voted for Donald Trump, we ain't buying what you're trying to sell, brother. It's just not going to happen. So, I just want you to be aware that 62 million Americans, we're just not buying it, dude. So he disclosed that Trump demanded his loyalty and directly pushed him to lift the cloud of investigation by declaring publicly the president was not the target of the FBI probe into his campaign's Russia ties. Comey said that he declined to do so in large part because of the duty to correct that would be created if that situation changed. Comey also said in his written testimony that Trump, in a strange private encounter near the grandfather clock in the Oval Office, that must have been where Comey was hiding behind the curtains, because he was so intimidated by Trump, pushed him to end his investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. But I don't know, maybe I have too many wax in my ears. I was watching the testimony live before my show went live yesterday. And help me out here. I could have sworn that Comey said under oath that Donald Trump did not order Donald Trump to end the Michael Flynn investigation. He just said he hoped that he could find a way to do so, that Flynn is really a good guy. And of course, under questioning, and Comey agreed, nobody ever got indicted. Nobody ever got accused of wrongdoing or prosecuted for saying the words, "I hope you can." So that was dismissed. And again, Comey testified that Trump was not under investigation. And the Russians, whatever they allegedly did, had no impact on the election results. So, you want to talk about a nothing burger? You got it. This is a nothing burger. So, speaking of leaks, we've got a real winner here. And I cannot believe that a set of parents would actually name their child Reality Winner. I just can't believe that. So I think at this time it's appropriate to play this clip, and then I'll talk about what she planned to do, allegedly what's coming out now. I'm going to play, this is from Christopher Green of AMTV.com. He's really cool. Luckily, there's only one curse word in this clip, so if you do have minors around, you might want to put headphones on or something, because I did declare that this show is G-rated, open to the general public, and I did slip out with the word, so you know, maybe it's PG. Certainly not R. But again, Christopher Green, he's kind of quirky, has great imagination, so you're going to hear some like water running, because it's a really good it's a really good clip. So here we go with Christopher Green, AMTV. You can subscribe to him on YouTube.
Unidentified sources have leaked that Reality Winner, if that's your real name. See here, we got a leak right here. See? Using that for dramatic effect. Reality Winner isn't who she says she is. At all. She's not who she says she is. It's been leaked by an unidentified intelligence official at the highest law of the land, top secret. You know who she is? Got another leak here. See? It's a leak. We're leaking. Hear it? Leaking? Reality winner. By the way, I like her yoga pant shot. She was showing her abs and stuff. I thought that was really cute. Reality winner isn't who she says she is. In fact, quite the opposite. She works for Russia. That's the leak. That's what's been leaked to us. She's actually a spy. And the information she leaked to the document, you know, the phishing scam, which isn't even damning information, was actually planted by the CIA. That's what's so incredible about it. Planted by the intelligence agencies here in the United States of America. You know, Central Intelligence, National Spying Agency, the ones that you don't even know about. You know where they have these massive data mining facilities in places like Utah where they listen and surveil everything about you and then track you illegally? It's called illegal search and seizure. Even what she thinks she leaked is bullshit. It's a lie. It's not even real. Reality Winner has been colluding with Russia and the deep state here in the United States of America. Again, Washington politics have been compromised. This is what you need to understand. Democrats and Republicans in Washington, D.C. have been compromised. Both parties. The bureaucracy that is Washingtonian deep state politics has been compromised. Donald Trump is actually the real patriot. We had a real second American revolution, a democratically elected one, by the way, in 2016, which elected real Donald Trump. Go follow him on Twitter.
No, Christopher Green. He was not elected democratically. He was elected through the representative Republican process through the Electoral College. And thank God, thank Jehovah, Yahweh, Elohim, whoever you want to call him, and his son Jesus Christ, that the founding fathers had the insight to create the Electoral College, because if we were a democracy, Christopher Green, California, through their, I'm not going to get into it, through their corrupt governor and their corrupt election process, which Jerry Brown should be arrested, many other officials in California should be arrested. That state, honestly, Donald Trump should send in the National Guard and maybe even the freaking Marines, whoever, and charge Governor Jerry Brown and that entire state for sedition and martial law the thing and put it under federal authority. California is so disgusting. And if this was a democracy, if the president was elected through a democratic process, Hillary Rodham Clinton would be calling the shots right now and not Donald J. Trump. Back to Chris Green.
And follow me while you're at it at AMTV Media. In fact, I just did a Periscope on some of the same information. Because we have real info, real information, not fake news, that proves that this bitch isn't who she says she is. She's the one actually working for the Kremlin. She's the one actually being financed by them. She's the one actually working against America's interests. Founding fathers roll in their graves. As we engage in this intelligence warfare, now all of this, of course, has been carefully timed to coincide with the convenient Comey hearing, another deep state operation, to do a couple of things. Immobilize Donald Trump, by creating fake news. Again, the whole thing's a hoax, just like Donald Trump's have said. It's a literal hoax. It's a literal lie. It's not just fake news. It's very, very fake news. To coincide with the Comey hearing, which is why this document, which, see, this is what's incredible. She didn't know this document isn't even real. Who's working for who here? Oh yeah, Reality Winner. She's another American hero. She's another Snowden. It's another Assange. It's another Chelsea Manning. I wonder if Reality's also going to have a sex change. And look at her name, Reality Winner. Really? How about an unreality? So I have sources. I have unidentified intelligence. Obviously, we don't reveal any of our sources. We protect our sources at all costs, that can prove, and I've seen the proof, that this bitch isn't who she says she is. Reality? Here's the thing, Donald Trump knows this. And for those of you that think I'm bluffing, just take a look at my Twitter feed and see the people that I know. I've got it pinned to the top. I've got info. Real info. Again, let me stress again, there's been a leak here at AMTV. See a leak? It's a pretty big leak. Just leaking. This is America, by the way, just going down the toilet. This is the deep state operating right now, draining America in her best interests straight down the freaking toilet. Here, let me show you another leak we have. This is what the deep state thinks of America. You hear that? I just want to make sure you guys can hear that. That's what the deep state thinks of America, your country. So, I'm not bluffing. I have a real leak. I have real information. Reality Winner is a spy. She works for Russia. She's an intelligence asset, and she's not who she says that she is. We have real sources, unidentified intelligence officials at the highest law of the land, real American patriots, not the deep state assholes that are trying to take out Donald Trump or God knows what else, maybe worse. Real info. Real proof. Real truth. Get out everywhere. I'm Christopher Green. Follow me on Periscope because I'm doing a lot of updates there as well. Follow me on Twitter. A lot of info there I'm not posting here. Follow me at AMTV Media. Follow us on Facebook. And click up here, right here, or it might be in this corner over here. We have an email drip. There's an email list. You click it. It's our direct email distribution. It's completely uncensored. It's free. And it bypasses the tyranny that makes up these social media giants. So you can get real information. And we'll continue to leak the truth to you guys. Hard hitting in your face. I'm Christopher Green. Get out everywhere. Make it viral. Peace.
So there you go. Now Christopher Green sets it up. And he calls her right out that this Reality Winner. I have to laugh because someone has a real sick sense of humor. Seriously, someone really has a very sick sense of humor. Of all the names to come up with, of all the people to throw into this situation, they throw in some broad named Reality Winner. Wow. Well, let's move on to a little more stuff about Reality Winner. This broke today, early this morning, on Infowars.com. This is coming from WSB-TV. Reality Winner planned to burn down the White House. Now, I want to say this. See, I've got a good memory. I am not a left-hard liberal cream puff. that, as Alex Jones always says, has the memory retention of a goldfish. I've got a great memory. My wife can attest to it. Matter of fact, she doesn't like it because I remember everything. And when we're having a difference of opinion, she doesn't like that I could reach into my brain and pull out of the archives relevant statements made, could be weeks or months prior to our present engagement, whatever that conflict would be on that day. So I've got a great memory. And I remember Madonna saying, I believe it was shortly after Donald Trump either won the election or was sworn in. I think it was after he was sworn in, probably. Where Madonna said that she had feelings or urges to blow up the White House. This is Madonna saying it. And so far to date, nothing has been done. So I'm going to play. So I'm not going to play devil's advocate. I don't advocate for Lucifer. I'm going to play God's advocate. And I'm going to come in defense of this reality winner person on this possible particular accusation here. If they don't do anything, they, the government, Department of Justice, if they don't do anything to Madonna about her and on national TV, I've thought about blowing up the White House. If they don't do anything to Madonna for making that statement, then it's not to me. Whatever charges this girl might face, this plan to burn down the White House business then doesn't even come into play. Because, I'm sorry, you can't bend this girl over and let Madonna go because she made some crappy music 30 years ago. And she's another, Madonna's another devil worshiper, folks. Oh yeah, go look her up. This broad is a sick freak. And believe me, she is deeply rooted in the Luciferian cabal, the Hollywood wing of it. See, you've got the political wing of Lucifer. You've got the religious wing of Lucifer. And yep, I'm putting the Church of Rome, i.e. the Catholic Church, as the head of that hub. And then you have the Hollywood, or more generically, the entertainment wing of Lucifer. So you've got the political, religious, and the entertainment wings of Lucifer, and Madonna is deeply in. So I guess she's allowed to make statements like, I've often thought about blowing up the White House. And then, of course, when she's asked about it, she gives the best phrase that all of these criminals love to use. You took it out of context. No, we didn't. You said what you said. So, and then the rest of the title of this article on Reality Winner from WSB TV, June 9th, pledged allegiance to the Taliban. The 25-year-old worked as a contractor for the government and is accused of giving classified information from the National Security Agency to an online news outlet. Well, I don't see any difference here from what James Comey did. James Comey used a friend of his to leak, as far as I'm concerned, you know what? I don't give a crap how he wrote it. Any conversations with the President of the United States in private, in his Oval Office, is freaking classified unless the President of the United States, the CEO of this country, through executive privilege, decides to release a conversation. So, if they want to, they've arrested this girl on leaking information from the NSA to an online news outlet, then I want to see Comey and this Richmond guy, both of them, arrested for leaking information to the New York Times to manipulate the Department of Justice into appointing a special prosecutor in this Russian collusion crap. And then I say also, shame on the Department of Justice. And this whole thing is a dog and pony show. You mean to tell me the Department of Justice can be manipulated by an anonymous source leaking a James Comey memo to the New York Times? We're that weak? Nah, sorry. Michael B. isn't fooled here. But at any rate, you arrest reality winner, and by the way, she entered a not guilty plea, and the judge denied bond. People get bond or bail for assault and battery, rape, vehicular homicide, and in some cases, correct me if I'm wrong, at thetruthzone27@gmail.com, but in certain cases of murder or manslaughter, this girl allegedly commits a non-violent crime and she's denied bond. Right, you know why? Because the government doesn't want this girl talking. She's on lockdown. So, she's arrested. Then I want to see this Don or Douglas Richmond, whatever his name is, arrested for leaking a conversation with the United States of America and the former FBI director, and then James Comey arrested for conspiracy, because that's what he did. He conspired to have information leaked to the media. Richmond gets the same charge, giving classified information to a media outlet, as reality winner. James Comey gets conspiracy to release classified information to a news outlet. Prosecutors argued that the only thing Winner could do if she were released on bail is be recruited by the nation's enemies. Well, that's awfully convenient. Based on evidence seized from her home, federal prosecutors detailed Winner's alleged plans to burn down the White House and to travel to Afghanistan, pledging her allegiance to the Taliban. This girl, if she were to be successful in going to Afghanistan, the blonde, blue-eyed girl, I wouldn't necessarily say attractive. She did have a body shot. She does have, looks like she has a nice figure. She would get a rude backdoor awakening by those savages. So, excuse me, that's reality winner. Reality winner. I am going to go into overtime today because I wanted to finish. I want to finish this. I said I was going to go into it for 2 days now. I'm going to go into it. First, I'm going to read off from a website that I commonly use, and that is thereligionofpeace.com/attacks for 2017. And we've got four now in a row. The last four took place in Iraq. So, four of them in Iraq today, and obviously they're like what, 6 to 10 hours, something of that nature, ahead of us. So, here at 10:55 a.m. Central Time, you know, they're already into their mid to late afternoon deal. So June 9th, Karbala, Iraq. I'm going in reverse order. So today, 30 are killed, 35 are injured. A female suicide bomber. So I guess reality winner, I guess, was aspiring to become a female suicide bomber for the Taliban. Detonates in a Shiite market, slaughtering over 30 innocents crowded around her. Zenjali, Iraq. 13 killed, 0 injured. The Islamic State takes out 13 women and children with chlorine gas. You see, I love this. I love this. ISIS used chlorine gas to kill 13 women and children in Iraq. But it must have been Bashar Assad's regime that chemically attacked his own people a couple of months ago to alienate himself against the new United States president that stated he would work with countries committed to getting rid of ISIS in the Middle East. Right. Right. Okay. Sure. False flag. Poret Taba, Iraq. One person was killed. Islamists shoot a man to death in front of his family. Excuse me. You think about that. Last one in Iraq. The last three were June 8th, by the way. Abu Saida. 2 killed, 2 injured. Jihadis bomb a market, killing 2 bystanders. Afarur, Somalia. 38 are killed. 18 are injured. Beheaded civilians are among 38 killed when Al-Shabaab overrun a small town. Nagam, India. 1 killed, 2 injured. Pakistani-backed terrorists. And Pakistan, they're all scumbags, by the way. Them in Saudi Arabia. 9-11, working with the United States and Osama bin Laden. Pakistan, Saudi Arabia. Okay? So, 2 were killed. 2 Chinese nationals are slaughtered in captivity by the Islamic State. Let's see if China has more balls than the United States over this one. Last one for June 8th, Maiduguri, Nigeria. 14 killed, 24 injured. Islamists attack a small town with suicide bombers and heavy guns, killing about 14 residents. So, let's just look at the last, let's just call it 36 hours. 43, 44, 45, 83, 86 people are killed. 37, 55, 57, and 81 people are injured in a span of 24 to 36 hours. I'm pausing on purpose. Let that sink in, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Let that sink in. So, and this is going on during the holy period of Ramadan, which brings me finally to the Ramadan rampage of 2017, which comes from Breitbart.com, the complete list of jihadist attacks around the world. Welcome to Breitbart News' running tally of worldwide jihadist terrorist attacks. So now I've got two sources of daily attacks. I've got the religionofpeace.com/attacks, and I've got Breitbart Com now. So, and I favorited them. So, hey, I could use both of them now. Check back for updates through the end of the Islamic holy month on June 24. So, we've got 15 more days of this alleged holy time of year for the religion of peace as they worship their god, Satan the Devil. The estimated 950 deaths, 1,021 injuries from the estimated 70 attacks that have taken place across about 20 countries during the first 13 days, well, this is as of June 8th, of this year's holy Muslim month of Ramadan, have already marked the bloodiest Ramadan in recent years. In just one day, the death toll increased by 84 and injuries by 42. Jihadists believe martyrdom is doubly rewarded. So I guess you get, what is it? The normal price is 72 virgins. But if you suicide yourself and you take out the infidels during Ramadan, you get double the reward. So I guess it's 144 virgins. Boy, I hope you got a lot of energy as a Muslim devil spirit. Jihadist groups encourage martyrdom among the sympathizers and followers, promoting the belief that they will be doubly rewarded if they fatally castigate infidels, you know, destroy, obliterate, during Ramadan. The holy month this year is on track to surpass the deadliest and bloodiest Ramadan in the modern record, which is Ramadan 2016. Among the 26... I got to do this. So, the entire month last year, there were 421 deaths, 729 injuries. Among the 2016 fatalities are women, children, and members of the Christian minority. This year is no exception. There are members of a wide variety of ethnic and religious groups among the victims: Westerners, Christians, Asians, Sunnis, Shias, and Arabs. Muslims of all sects made up the majority. As recent attacks in England, Germany, and France show, the West is not immune to the Islamic extremists. They're taking their orthodoxy to the extreme, but they are not radicals. So they're not immune to the call to attack during Ramadan. This year, the first full day of Ramadan fell on May 27th. Most Muslims follow the tradition of abstaining from eating, drinking, smoking, having sex, and other physical needs each day, starting from the break of dawn until sunset during the holy month. So they're sex depraved and they're starving to death. Okay. However, other adherents of Islam perceive Ramadan as a time when martyrdom and jihad is especially valued, doubly rewarded in paradise, prompting a spike in terrorist attack during the holy month. See, and this is what cracks me up. These libtards and feminists and these new agers preach love. We got to hug and kiss each other. We should unite. One human race. Hugging and kissing. Ling, 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 ling. Okay. Can you please tell me how protecting Islam, especially here in the United States, and how you people can refer to Islam as the religion of peace when their philosophy, their God Allah, says you will be doubly rewarded in paradise if you kill as many as you can and yourself during the holy month of Ramadan, can you somehow, in some possible way, reconcile that argument to me? Because I really would love to hear it. So, that's enough of that, because I am in overtime. And I think I've made my point. I do want to close the show, and I did not put this in my notes. I got to talk about what happened with the British election yesterday. Obviously, Great Britain, and it really ain't so great. They haven't learned from the French election, putting in that Matty Cone and not Marine Le Pen. This is coming from Bloomberg.com, and it's a very, very sad time, I think, for Britain, because they've done it again. British millennials take revenge on parents and grandparents. I mean, this is really sad. Angry youth was always going to be a wild card in this election, and it might just have helped cause yet another upset in Britain. The political upheaval since the country voted to leave the European Union last year stems from the fault lines across the country that Prime Minister Theresa May misread and Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn appears to have understood. Brexit, along with spending cuts and paying for pensions, pitted the generations against each other. Young, once apathetic Britons rallied behind Corbyn's leftist battle cry and propelled the anti-May anthem, Liar Liar, to the top of the pop charts with 2.6 million YouTube views. Quote, "I wanted to see Theresa May get a bit of a kicking," said George Hames, 20 years old, who voted for Labour in London. The way Corbyn has been able to paint a contrast between himself and May, he's given people something to vote for, not just pragmatically, but because they think it could change the world, end quote. Following last year's referendum, there were protests in some cities with banners such as, "You stole my future." Thursday's vote was the action that spoke louder than words as Corbyn wooed students with promises, and here we go, folks. This is Bernie Sanders 101. And thank God, we Americans, well, I gotta say, thank you, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Thank you, Hillary Clinton. Thank you, DNC, for screwing Bernie Sanders out of his nomination, thus sabotaging your entire party, sabotaging your entire agenda, and giving us Donald Trump. Thank you. Notice how I'm not thanking the Russians. Because this, what I'm about to tell you, is Bernie Sanders 101. Corbyn wooed students with promises like restoring free university education and scrapping austerity. That would be the government cutbacks to welfare, prompting a surge in the number of younger people registering to vote. See, folks, and I'm not going to talk about the rest of the article. I'm probably going to do a blog on it over the weekend, getting into more detail. But I am going to talk about those statements. Corbyn promises free university education, scrapping austerity, And the Britain millennials shouted last year, "You stole my future," when Britain passed the referendum to get out of the European Union. Well, you British millennials, let me tell you, your parents and your grandparents did not steal your future. You just voted your future away. See, these morons, these low information voters, think that their free education is just going to be, you know, out of the clouds. Magic. But what's going to happen is that England will fall further into debt, and they're going to have to raise taxes on the very same parents and grandparents that these millennials have just screwed. But you see, you screwed your parents and your grandparents in the short term, because your grandparents are going to die in the next whatever years, and your parents are going to also. And your parents could say F you and leave Britain. See, you're not paying taxes right now, British millennials, so you think, oh, I'm going to get free education. Nope. If you're able to get a job, you are going to be paying back pay, if you will, for your false free education. See, you're gonna pay for this education in spades with a crap load of interest. You're gonna pay for it. And Britain will have to raise taxes. They'll have to raise corporate taxes too. And the first thing that happens when companies are faced with more taxation from a given country, they reduce their workforce. So, some of you millennials, you're going to come home from school one day, and you're going to find your father or your mother sitting at the kitchenette sobbing over a bottle of booze. And you're going to go in and say, "Mom or Daddy, what's wrong?" And they're going to say to you, "Son or daughter, I've just been pink-slipped, yeah? I've just been sacked, yeah? You just pissed away your future. There is no such thing as free. Everything has a price. Everything. Outside of love, everything has a monetary price. And you can even almost say that love has that too, but that's a whole other deal. The British millennials have just elected Santa Claus. But Santa Claus is going to present your parents, your grandparents, and then you with a mighty hefty bill. Britain, these millennials, have signed away their future. And I just pray that we in America will learn from Britain and France come 2018. My name is Michael B. This is The Truth Zone. Have a great weekend. See you Monday, 10 a.m. Texas time.